Hey, what's good, everybody? I'm Justin Miller, host and owner of Legends of Athletics, and we're back with another Legends of Athletics episode podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like and share, comment, subscribe, holler at your boy. And if you listen to this via Apple, Spotify, don't forget to like, rate, share this podcast, and continue to help us move up in the rankings. That's the only thing we ask of you on this show, is to do those things. If you are not following Legends of Athletics, go and make sure on all social media platforms you follow Legends of Athletics, and we would be happy to have you part of that club, part of that inner circle to be in the know of what we have going on. And so that's all we ask. I want to thank each and every person that has taken the time out to make Legends of Athletics a part of their life, a part of their routine, and a part of their daily ride, their daily commute, or wherever you listen to us at. I'm a very appreciative of your support, because without your support, it's just a dream, and you guys help the dream become a reality. And so that has been greatly appreciated, and I wanted to take the time to tell you guys that. Today we want to talk about confidence. Confidence is something many athletes lack, and it's a thing that can be the difference between an athlete gaining a scholarship, an athlete going to the professional ranks, or an athlete getting on the floor to just be a starter for their team, whether it be peewee, middle school, high school, wherever. They're just able to do that. And so we want to talk about and really dive into confidence in this episode. So what is confidence? Confidence is being able to do a thing more than one time and having the evidence that you have done this thing before. Being arrogant is just saying you can do it, but you never tried it, you've never attempted it, and you've never done it before. Confidence is a skill that's built on other skills. And so as you get better at things around whatever it is that you're trying to do, whether that's be a better jump shooter, whether that's be a better pass catcher, whether that's being a better quarterback, a better blocker, a better sprinter, whatever it is, the skill that you're trying to build on, as we get the skill better, we gain more confidence. And so confidence is everything. That's something that I try to instill into the athletes that choose to train with us in the face-to-face sector here in Mississippi and Alabama. We try to make sure that we give those athletes confidence before they go back to their school, go back to their team, or whatever organization that they are part of. We want to make sure that athlete has the confidence to not only build on the skill they have, but also to be the tide that raises all boats around them. And so that confidence comes from the training. As you get better with the training and you get better with building the skills, you will naturally get more confident. Confident also in our brain allows us to get a dopamine response, because you perceive that you're winning. And winning boosts our testosterone, which is going to boost our energy levels, and it's going to have a very positive effect on the outcome of our life. But how do we go about gaining confidence? Whenever we're going and we're trying to gain confidence, you have to first be willing to fail. You have to be willing to fail in order to succeed. So what does that mean? Let me frame it for you. So by failure, you have to train and do things that are uncomfortable, do things that may be your quote unquote weak points, do things that you need to get better at in order to be a better athlete for your team. And so whenever I'm training and working with an athlete, one thing that I always say is, this is the time to make mistakes. This is the time to get all the bad mistakes, the bad habits and things like that out, because we're in a sector where we're one-on-one and we're working to get better for when we're back in front of a crowd or back in front of an audience, so to speak. So you have to take the time to fail in order to develop the skill, because if we don't fail, how do we know what to work on, or how do we know what skill needs to be improved on? Many times, I'll take basketball, for example. With a lot of athletes I get these days, you can get a lot of guys who are pretty decent average shooters, but then when it comes to driving, cutting, moving without the basketball, well, those are skills that we have to work on, and those things make us better naturally. When it comes to bouncing the ball or moving off of one dribble and getting to the rack, or off one dribble and making a move, or being decisive, those are things that help and aid in our game. And so whenever I get an athlete and I say, well, this guy can hit, let's say out of 10 shots, right? this guy can hit and make 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, somewhere in that neighborhood. Well, he's a pretty good jump shooter. With nobody on him, we're not moving. We're just straight up from the three-point line, right, rising up and shooting. Well, that guy's a pretty good shooter. But then when it comes to, well, how does he move if he has a hand in his face? How does he make that shot off the screen? How does he do if he has a dribble drive? How does he do if he has to go and do an up and under? Can he post up? Can he fade away? Can we work? Does he have a mid-range game? How does his defense look? These are the things that we can build around that skill in order to make the athlete better. Now, there are many, many ways to go about that and many ways to attack the problem, but we have to address what the problem is. And then we come to the issue. I mean, then we come to the solution, not the issue. We already got the problem. But then we come to the solution. Well, we start working on, first we work within a small box. So we get the cones out, and we may just go corner kick, corner three, go to the corner. We'll start with a couple steps instead of running all the way into it. We may start with like 5 steps and run into it, 4 to 5 steps, run into it, stop and pop, stop and pop, stop and pop. And then we'll add a little new one. So we'll start that same drill from the half court. We'll go full speed. So we'll start playing at that game speed. We'll go stop, get to the pass the ball. We're already down. Sorry, we're already down and into the triple threat. And then we rise up to shoot. Then we'll do the same thing. We pass the ball. We get down. We're already in the triple threat. We get the ball. And we gotta rise up and shoot over a target, or shoot over an object in order to, you know, replicate a hand being in the face. Then we gotta work on, well, what do I do if I catch the ball low and I gotta swipe up to get the hands off? Well, gotta swipe up, reset if you're not ready, or fight through the hands and get the foul. Those are things that are gonna slowly building on all within that corner. And so I'm trying to give you that example. And so it's the same thing. So whenever we get that player and that player gets back to his team, his or her team, and they're playing, well, we've already worked on this and got 500 to 1,000 reps of doing it. So the confidence is there that they can make that shot. And then when they get into a game situation, this feels normal. A lot of times when things do not feel normal, or we get the super anxiety. Well, anxiety are those things that are not real, appearing real and putting us into an anxious state. But anxiety is also knowing that I'm not prepared for this moment and I do not know what to do in this moment. And so you have to build all your skills in order to be qualified and ready for that moment in order to be the best you that you can be. And I'm sorry I'm getting excited, but this is just something that I love and I'm passionate about, and something that I have worked in the field to do time and time again. That's the secret sauce. You want to put your athletes and you want to put yourself in the most uncomfortable positions in order to be the best. If you want to be the top 1%, if you want to be elite, that's what elite is. There are very few situations that we can put them in that they're uncomfortable or weak at, if that makes sense. It's like if you look at Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, very few situations where you say we can take this guy out of a game completely. Very few. But then you get some of your average role players, things like that. Well, you can go, well, let's shade them to a side. Let's cut this hand off. Let's make them go this way. Then they're cut off and they're not as dominant because you're doing things that they have not worked on or they're not comfortable with doing. Same thing in football. There's some guys that no matter what position they get in, you can put them at safety, you can put them at linebacker, you can put them on the line. They can find a way to dominate. And then there's some guys, and I'm saying this at a lower level. Of course, as you get older, you kind of more specialized in an area, not a position, but an area versus when you're younger. But there's some guys that they're not that athletic. And so that's using sports as an example, but that's how you build confidence. And like I said, as you build confidence, it's going to invoke a dopamine response. It's going to invoke those positive hormones coming out of your brain, and then you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get a testosterone boost, and so you're going to be more energized to keep going after those things that make you feel that way and gain success. And so that's what confidence is in a nutshell. It's doing the things that we are or weaker at, preparing ourselves ahead of time for situations that may be uncommon or uncomfortable, and then knowing that we have prepared and we have trained for those situations, and so we're ready to take on whatever obstacles are in our way or whatever obstacles are in our face, and whatever things that we have to get over, get under, get beside, get through, or walk with. We're able to take those things on. We're able to be our best self no matter what's going on, and then we're elite, and then we're getting 1%, and then we're called upon because we are the best of the best. And so that's how I do it in training. And so you can take that same scenario I took with training and take it into your daily routine. I used to work in medical sales, right? And so I'm going to do a quick story time. I used to work in medical sales. And when I worked in medical sales at the company I worked at, you know, it's a decent company, but the company I worked at that time, you know, I got some training on how to do the patient evaluations. So I was very comfortable doing patient evaluations. My background is in kinesiology, clinical exercise. And so that was very comfortable for me. I worked before that previously. I forgot how many years I worked in the medical field, but I worked as a rehab technician, a CAD. I worked in a rehab, ortho, things like that. And so that part was very, very easy to me. And then the other part was the sales side of it. So I had to garner some charisma, which I'm a charismatic person anyway, but garner some charisma, learn how to sell, learn how to, you know, navigate and get better at that. And so with that, honestly, at first, it was very uncomfortable and something that I didn't want to do because you're out there by yourself on the road, and you do have support from your staffing at your home base. But on the road, you have to go into these medical medical offices and talk to these practitioners and things like that. And so, at first, it was very very daunting task, and it was just something I was like, man, this is wow, I can't believe it. Like it's so overwhelming because the pressure and the anxiety would just become so great, it would almost make you freeze in like a fight or flight response. But then, like, the more I'd done it and then started having some success, well, because I had some success, the failures didn't really bother me as much because I was like, well, I know I can get another one on this side. Well, that doesn't matter to me on this side. And even in business, it's the same thing. Every kid I talk to doesn't want to work with me. Some kids want to just see, you know, see what it's about. Some parents just want to see what it's about. Some parents just want to see what it costs, things like that. And so, you know, over time, you just get immune to it. You build a callus to it. And then you start to get better at it and better at it. And then you start having more wins than you do losses. And then that's where we build confidence to know that we can do it time and time again. And so I hope all of that stuff that I said to you made sense. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget to share it with somebody. Please like it. Please rate it. Comment, subscribe. Holla back at your boy. As always, don't forget to take the road that's less traveled. Do the things the legends do. Get 1% better each and every day. And as always, I love all of y'all. I appreciate y'all for y'all support. Be legendary.